Catechism of our Catholic Church, paragraph 27, says, "The desire for God is written in the human heart, because man is created by God and for God. And God never ceases to draw man to himself. Only in God will he find truth and happiness he never stops searching for. The dignity of man rests above all on the fact that he is called to communion with God. This invitation to converse with God is addressed to man as soon as he comes into being. For if man exists, it is because God has created him through love, and through love continues to hold him in existence. He cannot live fully according to truth unless he freely acknowledges that love and entrusts himself to his Creator." This is why St. Augustine can also say in his confession, "For you have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Jesus said in our gospel today, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." The ultimate goal of our lives is to be in communion with the Holy Trinity in heaven. But it does not mean that we cannot experience this union now here on earth. We can experience a foretaste of this union by loving God above all things and by loving one another as Jesus loved us. When we keep his word, that is his commandment, we give our proof that we love him. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will dwell within us. We will participate in the divine life of God even now. We will be in communion with the Holy Trinity. That is why at every Mass, after examining ourselves of being free from mortal sin, we receive Holy Communion, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. How do we keep his word? We have to follow those who themselves have kept his word in their own lives, that is, the apostles, whom Jesus has given authority to teach, sanctify, and govern his whole church. Jesus promised to them, saying, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." That is why they can make a firm and certain decision for the whole church, teaching them what is necessary for our salvation, saying, "It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place any burden beyond these necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols and from unlawful marriage." In short, for our times, we have to abstain from any form of idolatry or adultery, which is being unfaithful to Jesus, our bridegroom. In our times, we are not being told that we need circumcision in order to be saved, but we are being told that we need contraception, artificial contraception, and abortion in order to combat overpopulation or become responsible parents. Also, we are being told to practice our faith only inside our church or our home, which is not true religious freedom. We are being told that we let children choose their gender, that we call this gender confusion, a continuation of hate for children who survive abortion or murder in the womb. We are also being told that we need to accept same-sex union in order to be truly loving and fair to everyone. There is no real love outside the truth. Truth and love are inseparable. Marriage is for a man and woman with two inseparable purposes: union of husband and wife, and for procreation, or making babies. According to St. Thomas, love is willing the good of the other, and the highest good we can desire for others is their own salvation. Mother Angelica of EWTN said, "If someone tells you what you want to hear, he loves himself. If he tells you the truth, he loves you." The truth is that we are all beloved children of God, and God wants us all to be in union with Him in heaven. But He wants also to avoid sin, because it destroys our peace. We have confessions available in our church so that we can be reconciled with God and with His church to restore our peace, especially our inner peace. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said, "Abortion is the number one destroyer of peace. Many are being deceived that abortion is okay. It is not." Pope Francis said, "It is likened to hiring a hitman." Who can free us from this deception? And we know truth will set us free, and it is Jesus. Where can we turn to find the truth in the midst of modern controversies? We turn to Jesus, to the Word of God, to the Holy Spirit, and to the trustworthy guidance of Holy Mother Church, who loves us. When we are responsive to the guidance of the Church Magisterium, who herself is guided by the Holy Spirit, we will experience peace that only Jesus can give and the world cannot give. We read from the Catechism, paragraph 890, that the task of the Magisterium, the teaching office of the Church, is to preserve people from deviation and defections and to guarantee them the objective possibility of professing the true faith without error. Thus, the pastoral duty of the Magisterium is aimed at seeing to it that the people of God abides in the truth that liberates." End of quote. This authority of the apostles and their successors is confirmed in our second reading. John had a vision of the heavenly Jerusalem, a symbol of the church in glory. The city is built on 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This symbol teaches us that the church is permanently established on the authority of apostles. Their authority continues in their successors, the Pope and the College of Bishops. I am telling you all this because I love you, and God loves you all. He wants us all to be free from deception and live in truth and be truly free. The Catechism, paragraph 25, states, "The whole concern of doctrine and its teaching must be directed to the love that never ends. Whether something is proposed for belief, for hope, or for action, the love of our Lord must always be made accessible, so that anyone can see that all the works of perfect Christian virtue springs from love and have no other objective than to arrive at love. End of quote. So as we receive Holy Communion today, let us invite Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit to dwell in our hearts and soul and receive the peace that they alone can give. May the Blessed Virgin Mary help us keep us faithful to her Son Jesus and to his church, the Bride of Christ. Amen.